So some of their places, like if you're sitting in a car, you know, people are talking, and you kind of check, maybe that credit will be snapshot. Or sometimes some people think that they're going to look at a picture of Krishna on a laptop or a computer, but they end up checking their emails and, you know, browsing the internet, and, you know, so it's just not a nice space, it's not a sacred space. So there's a saying that environment is more powerful than we find. And it's true because we may have so much of a power, but the environment affects us. So it's very important that we create that environment that's very conducive for chanting. Also, there's something called internal sacred space, where you want to stop all this chatter of the mind. The mind is constantly just, you know, doing that. It's like a bad job. So we really want to stop the chatter of the mind. Just cut ourselves off from the other stuff. Chant with this faith that if I get these 2 hours early late, then, you know, whatever the other stuff I need to take care of, that is my point. And not only that, but I'll be able to do that with Krishna consciousness. So what we would like to do right now is, again, taking a closing hands, like you all to identify your sacred space, both externally and internally, what really helps you go to that deeper space when you're chanting. And after identifying what is that space, also identify 3 things that prevent you from going into that space, externally and internally. What are the 3 things? Like, you know, it could be that somebody wants to chant early in the morning, and that's a nice space, but, you know, life situation may not permit that, or they're not focusing or prioritizing in that place. So just think of 3 things that prevent you from entering into that space. And then, also want you to create a contingency space where if you're not able to chant in that sacred space, then you have a second best alternative where that's a contingency space. So take about 5 minutes to do that. Any questions?
The contingency is for both external and internal?
Yeah.
But whenever I recall some things about the Lord Father, so immediately it helps me that it helps me a lot. So those are the different aspects of my circumstances.
Louder.
Hare Krishna. Instead of I got analyzed within the short term, my external space which promotes my chanting is being at the temple room and being at the devotee's house at Mangalati. And my own home with Srila Prabhupada's japa tape at the background, I find it really helpful. And which prevents my good chanting. Sometimes I did chant when I was working, and it did not, it was so disturbing. I did not feel like I was not able to be attentive. And not chanting in the early morning disturbs my chanting. My focus is not on chanting. Sometimes when I chant later during the day or the evening, it is like, and when I'm chanting in some empty house where there's nothing, no chant, nothing on this aspect of the very pollution comes, I find it kind of difficult. And in turn, I say, almost similar thing. If I chant after my class in the morning, I find it really, my mind and heart kind of really calm without the prayers which they come, that helps me. And which prevents my chanting with too much of thoughts. Sometimes I just have unnecessary thoughts, which I don't have any control over. Actually, I don't have any control over anything, but I have the unnecessary thoughts in the morning, sometimes in the background, and I feel I'm not able to really control that and get my mind to be supportive. And the poor time planning sometimes, if I don't go and if I don't do the early morning something that I don't fix my mind and really bothers me. And one more thing I just wanted to add, from the lecture yesterday, I found really helpful this morning. I'm a visual person, I chant, I've been having this difficulty. I don't see that, I don't imagine anything unless I feel good at it. I won't be able to concentrate much on the japa. And after the looking at the Mahamantra and the chanting, I found it really helpful this morning. I hope that all of this.
Thank you. So just one last thing is, it surely helps to chant in the same place every day, because that place, there's some energy field that's generated from chanting. And that's why we see that so many acharyas living sitting in the same tree or the same cave. So it really helps a lot if we support our chanting.